Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
AMC Press & Co. presents Round 1 of the 2016 national election. As we watch the returns come in, we will round that to the next. AMC Press & Co. presents Round 1 of the 2016 national election. As we watch the returns come in, we will run that.
Yes, and welcome to tonight's coverage of the election. That's right, the election. Yes, and thank God, Johnny's in, and I am in. I am Red Hood, and this is Johnny, and we are going to tell you about the election. I guess, Johnny, it's a close race, isn't it? I mean, between Trump and Hillary, what exactly is happening? I mean, in terms of Hillary, the electoral votes are pretty much pouring in from the battleground states in Florida. So the preceding reporting is 99% for Florida, but then you have 70%, and then 26% for Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania, 43%. It's a tight race, isn't it? I mean. It's a tight race.
This says of 10:15 that Trump is now leading 150-109.
And 270-1. Meaning, in terms of who's leading, Trump or Clinton?
Trump.
Oh fuck, we're screwed. We're fucked. We're royally fucked if he wins. Why are we royally fucked? Well,
either way.
Fucked. Well, we're royally... Well, not either way. One's less of two evils. No,
yeah,
one's less of...
We're
in what...
Either way.
Yeah, I mean, either way. But... In terms of stuff, in terms of the election, I mean, there's many things that are A, wrong with this. One, the Senate will be
here.
I don't know. How did we get here? We got here with everything that we have gotten, I guess. One being the fact that we have gotten here despite everything, and we have gotten to we've gotten to a point in our history where smart men have come before, right? And
once again, what state lies in the balance? Take a wild guess.
Pennsylvania.
No. Florida.
Florida. But, you know, the winner is getting 29 electoral votes. And 29 electoral votes basically means we're fucked either way. I mean, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Jersey, all Democrats, right? We knew that. The fact is that California hasn't voted yet. Right. California hasn't voted yet. Oregon hasn't voted yet. Washington hasn't voted yet. Idaho hasn't voted yet. Utah, Arizona is in the midway. But then you have New Mexico, Colorado. But there isn't any cure for this. I mean, there is no cure. It has been a very hard, long, slog battle. And the fact is,
we're going backwards here.
Yeah, I mean, we are going backwards. I mean, we wish that we had.
I wish I was acting, but
no, we aren't acting, folks. I mean,
it scares me.
It scares me. It scares a lot of us because, well, we just want change. That's why we created this podcast in the first place.
Huh.
We wanted change, and so we band together
American
and
election night.
Right. Right.
Coming to FX.
What?
Is this not coming to FX? Because this is real life, people.
No. We can't do anything that
we
is.
We can do anything right.
No. We can do stuff right. But
actually, we can.
The reality is many. Many things holding the balance. I mean, just many, many, many things. From all aspects of it, it's the precedent between someone who has experience, and the Republicans have kept the House. Great. Brilliant. But
breaking news.
Donald Trump is projected to win Ohio with 75% of the vote.
Oh, fuck. And if he wins Ohio, that means
Clinton has just won
New
Mexico.
Great! This is good. This is good. This is good.
5 votes for Clinton, 18 for Trump.
18 for Trump.
Mike.
But
this
then,
is starting to look back to the future, part two.
Exactly.
Instead of Donald Trump, Biff Tannum.
It's really Donald Trump. Instead of the Biff character, it's really Donald Trump. And that's scary.
And the Cubs won the World Series?
Yeah. How does that play out?
How'd that happen? And that's an actual hoverboard that actually floats instead of catches fire?
We already have that, so that's one of those things. So Republican keeps the House, Florida completes the election results, global market tanks and gold rises, and then one killed in a shooting near an LA polling area. Brilliant. So,
geez, what is in this coffee?
I don't know. Republican?
Something must have slipped an adult beverage in there.
But let's see. Democrats, Republicans have 44, Democrats have 41. Now, you can't really make comedy out of this because...
But you know what? This could turn out bad. This could turn out like Ronald Reagan's pregnancy.
Oh, I hope it turns out the other... Sorry, what? No, but like so
Ronald Reagan's presidency.
Well, Reagan's presidency was different.
I can't believe I just said Ronald Reagan was pregnant.
Ronald Reagan wasn't.
It's Tuesday.
Pregnant. Now, if we were to change that to Regina Reagan, then it would be a different story completely. But Trump won Ohio. Will win Ohio. Oh, brilliant. So he's 49 points ahead.
168 to 109 as of 10:25.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Don't you love that live radio? You can get live results right there.
It's not even funny now. I mean, like, now I'm watching, and it's 169 needed to win 270. Come on. I mean...
168 to 109 for... Well, make that 178 to 109, I think.
170... Wait.
Hold on.
Please.
I think you
got me. What?
I think he just won Missouri.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, God. This is...
Not cool, man.
This is not cool. It's not cool at all. I think honestly, it's gonna break down to everybody has an individual stake in this. I know women have a very huge stake in this, not only because it's the first woman president, but
I can tell you one thing.
What?
Stock and liquor stores are gonna go up tomorrow.
What?
stock in liquor stores is going to go up tomorrow.
Oh, my Lord. But nobody's won Ohio since Richard Nixon. So that could be something telling. I mean,
it's
not going to...
Somebody call REM.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the end of the world. Oh, I can't go any farther. We might have to pay for that.
It's the end of the world as we know it. And we're not fine. This is not good. This is not good at all. It's scary because if he does and he doesn't know what the hell he's doing, like, everything's just going to fall apart. Our economy, we're going to be in a depression.
Well, it's been fun. Good night, everybody. That's our show.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not sure how much more we can broadcast without crying into our microphones, folks. But like,
no,
this is not going to be fun.
We might have a major swing over here.
In terms of who?
Apparently, this is like Game 7 of the World Series all over again.
Yeah.
Just when you think you're out of it, you swing right back up again. Maybe that World Series game was just the primer of what was coming tonight.
Hopefully something can happen.
Broken news.
Have you tried forcing an unexpected reboot?
Are you kidding? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't... It's not even the fact that it's just not... It's not... In Colorado, at least she's winning. And Iowa, too. So... I just hope that... And then in Pennsylvania, she has 51.0. You know, now the electoral vote... Yes, Donald Trump is ahead by 60-something points.
I tell you what.
What?
It's going to come down to Florida all over again.
Yeah, this is going to be...
It's deja vu all over again. Just like 2000. Apparently, I just saw something that Clinton just went up to 180.
Where?
I think ABC is actually just updating it now. Get the popcorn, folks.
Get the bottom one. Oh, yeah. Get the bottom one. Wisconsin is totally purple. I mean, purple. Well, blue.
Virginia just went blue.
Virginia just went blue. Perfect.
Yes. That.
I mean, they're still counting votes. Let's just see what exactly happens. So I guess, there's a lot of red that needs to change blue.
What? Yeah, why can't we just get along, people?
We can't just get along. As Stevie Wonder actually eloquently said last night, would you want a blind man driving your car if you wanted to hurry up? And he said, no.
Now, this is just a bad dream. Just a bad dream we're waking up from.
But this is now in Wayne County in New Jersey. That is turned blue. The more it turns blue, the better.
The more it turns blue, the happier I'll be. What if it ends in a tie? Do we, like, float with a coin or something? Not the first time that's happened.
But, the votes can make the difference. And then we go over to Michigan. Michigan is turning blue. I mean, then you have Colorado. Colorado's close. And Hillary Clinton's ahead by 48.7%.
49-44.
What?
49-44 for...
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you, Johnny, but just in terms of everything that we hold dear about this country, would you trust somebody who
it's awkward when two of the least
wins first prior state of the election, Ohio. We're fucked.
Wait.
How
do we get to two people who we dislike the most to become president? How the hell did that happen? Clinton just won Colorado.
Clinton just won Colorado. Brilliant.
Nine votes.
So then, this might be a long night, folks. So continue to do whatever you're doing, wherever you're tuning in around the world. If you're tuning in internationally, you've stayed up to watch this, and you actually can't say. If you're tuning in locally, well, it's one thing to stay up for this. This is quite an amazing thing, quite humbling if she actually wins it.
This is just like Game 7 last week, I swear. Stay up to like 1 a.m.? When's the rain delay coming? Like, seriously. When is that rain delay coming so the Cubs can win? Oops, spoiler alert.
It's a huge game of chess, and on the electoral map, Clinton leads 286 or 68 to 204. Ironically, in New York City. Why don't they just meet up Fifth Avenue and just have a standoff? I mean, I'd pay to watch that. Wouldn't you, Johnny?
Yeah. Well, we could use that Dragon Ball Z announcer. But will they win? Find out in 10 episodes. 10
exactly.
Filler episodes.
We'll find out.
That joke was over 9,000 right there.
But at the polls this morning or this afternoon,
the voters just said hell no to North Jersey gambling. So it's going to stay in Atlantic City, so it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Gambling is going to stay in Atlantic City, so.
Well, yeah. Folks, hold on a second. Virginia will go. We hope it's true that the electoral vote was seen for Virginia and the key. This is actually, it'll be 222. If she can.
What?
Florida.
My goodness, ABC News is slow.
Go
one
over
thing,
to CNN, you'll have better luck. But.
One thing, 121. Another. The BuzzFeed is saying that Clinton's winning 193-168.
See? As in BuzzFeed.
Yeah, they're actually having live video going on right now. Who knows? Like, who knows, right?
Who knows? I mean, it's,
Stay tuned for the series finale of America.
Yeah. 15 minutes. If you are at home and you have Showtime, Stephen Colbert, in live, on Showtime, on his Who Is Going to Clean Up the Shit America America Zoomed special, which is on also the Daily Show is producing stuff.
Yeah. Like, who knows, right? Yeah, you're saying that this won't happen? I've been saying all along that there's still a chance. Even though now it seems like that chance is growing. Like, no! When all else fails, you can just turn on the Weather Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Just beautiful fall video. Or whatever calms you. It'll give you a sense of clarity. Like, everything's going to be all right.
Yeah, hopefully.
Remember, everything is going to be all right, no matter what happens.
So, I would say we sit here and tomorrow we'll have a regular show. Tune in on Wednesday, and we will see you tomorrow. Good night.
If we're still here by then.
What?
If we're still here by then.
If we're still here. Talk to you soon.
If we haven't been canceled yet.
No, no, we haven't. But enjoy the returns. We have to go. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
All right, here we go. Sorry for the false alarm, folks. We are going to air. Black Hood is coming. We are going to restart the show. All right, we are back. Hello? Oh, now, the room is really close, and we have...
Hello?
We are on. We're on. Right.
I forgot my mic. Hang on a minute.
Yep. All right. Here we go. We're on. Thank God. Jesus Christ.
Are you there?
Yep. Here we go.
God's sakes.
Yeah, right. Here we go.
And... Oh, shit, I'm wearing the wrong ones. Fuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, fuck. We're doomed. With only 15 minutes left.
Shut up, Red Hood.
What?
Shut up.
Give me a tick.
It's the election.
Oh, where the hell are they?
Oh my God! It's Trump with 201.
Just one thing, Blackie. Just one thing, and you forget them.
Shit. One.
Give me a minute.
Where the bloody hell are they? I have no idea, but you're on air doing all of this, and it's hilarious.
Right. Oh, for God's sakes, 186 Trump.
God damn it. Where the Trump are they?
I don't bloody know where Trump is.
No,
they didn't
pay me that much. What?
They never taught me Trumpanese, Black Hood.
Trumpanese? No, Trumpanese was not taught to Black Hood at all.
Not even. My God, this is probably like the most stressful election in American history.
I mean, yeah, it's just horrible.
Oh, it's awful. I hate it.
It's so bad. It's so bad. I mean, this is not fun for all of us. I mean, in terms of Hillary actually winning, holy fucking shit. If she wins...
Oh, God, I think we won Michigan.
We won Michigan?
And we lost Wisconsin, but at least we have Michigan.
Who has Michigan?
Right now, Clinton does, I believe.
Clinton has Michigan, right. So,
right.
48-46. Okay, come on.
Crikey, come on!
Exactly, just come on!
Right, may I make a special announcement, though, Red Hood?
Absolutely, go ahead.
In the next couple of months, you will be seeing videos of Black Hood in action and possibly an airsoft in the next couple of months.
Oh?
Yes.
Since when did you form an airsoft division?
Oh, you know, under MI5's jurisdiction.
And?
Yes. And Red Hood is the one who authorized it. Isn't that true, Reddy?
Kind of. Yeah.
But it was primarily Pink Hood who authorized it, oddly enough.
And Canada's trending, according to Johnny. Canada is trending.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goddy. Oh, my sainted Anne.
What?
I mean, Lord.
Oh, God, help us all.
I mean, the fact is that we don't want a wanker for president. We don't want it. We just don't. 190 to 186. Okay, so the presidential results is 190 to 186. All right, so in the fact that, okay, you got...
Oy. So, unfortunately, Trump won North Carolina, figures. Too many Southies down there.
But that's to be expected, Blackie. That's to be expected.
expected, my dear sir.
Expected. That's the new word for expected.
New word for the dictionary, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Expected. How do you how exactly do you spell that? Expected. E-L-E-T-E-D.
Exactly.
I think we just made one up.
Yes, we did.
So 52. Okay. Lackawanna County. This is good.
I do believe that somebody's gonna make like an animated version of that. I think.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Ooh.
Pennsylvania is next.
Exactly.
See, I love the fact, of course, it's counted as a commonwealth still. That just bloody cracks me up. Oh, no. We might lose Florida.
What?
We're going to lose Florida.
I hope not. Bloody hell.
We're not going to lose Florida.
I hope not.
Hopefully not.
Wisconsin.
Is it the job of the neurotypical media to make every fucking person who's disabled actually very nervous that an idiot might actually win?
Yeah, I'm pretty worried. I'm pretty sure CNN is worried, too.
I mean, is that exactly what's going to happen?
Let's hope not.
No, please say not. Please say don't win. I mean, really, it just doesn't make sense.
Ugh. Good news is, though, is that we won South Carolina.
Yeah, but it's a completely different state than North Carolina.
Yeah, less rednecks down in South Carolina.
Oh, true.
Which is saying something concerning how many Confederates fought during the Civil War in that time, in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, was that too soon, folks? I'm sorry. I'm going to hell. Just got awkwardly quiet.
No, don't do that.
Ugh.
I mean, the thing is, really?
Hold on, Red Hood. I actually have a funny idea for that one. For the whole awkward silence thing. Hang on a minute. Wait.
Well, what?
Hold on, mate.
Come on.
I'm waiting for here we go. Are you ready?
Yes. Yes.
Yep, there we go. Typical day in the life of a Black Hood.
Right.
Hello?
Yes?
No. Sorry, somebody's calling me. No, I can't talk right now. Yes, I'm in the middle of the show now. Well, what the bloody hell? Yes. Okay, yes, I love you too. Okay, bye, goodbye. Well, where are we?
Was that the lieutenant in question?
Yes, it was.
Oh, good.
He asked me if I was watching the election, and I'm like, oh, yes, I was. Whoops, wrong one. Yes, here's my ringtone for him.
Oh, good. This is not funny. I mean, the fact is now he has no protection on eight of the states.
Ooh. 197 now.
197 in terms of who?
Hillary.
Good. Good God. I mean, really, we're going to be doing this tomorrow. So if you want to tune in,
this is going to be tomorrow when we have the full gang back. This is going to be a very close election, folks.
Yeah, this is
These are the elections that are very fun to watch because of the fact that they're so close. You had two very popular politicians going head to head. You know?
I wouldn't think that Trump is a politician. He's demonstrated that he's not. It's now 190. So,
197, mate. Where the hell have you been?
Good. You know, old Milwaukee. See, the thing is, we will be doing this tomorrow, and then we will end it because, well, if Trump gets in,
we're doomed.
Hillary gets in, we're saved for at least 8 years. We might see an impeachment or attempted impeachment.
4 years. Four years, mate. A term is four years.
I just wish it were eight.
This isn't bloody England. Remember that this is the States. Prime ministers last for 8 years, not four.
But the fact is, she would join Theresa May. I mean, in terms of being a woman, the first woman prime minister since, or president since ever in the United States, but probably the first woman prime minister since Margaret Thatcher.
I just had a funny thought, though. Imagine Margaret Thatcher as Hillary Clinton's vice president. That'd be pretty cool. That would actually be awesome at the same time.
I mean, it's we're getting from Pink Hood that she's never been scared of on instant message. She's ill, but she is trying to like basically buckle her knees in terms of she hasn't been scared of this, so afraid of this election in a long time, and that goes for all of us on the show. I mean, we can't express how scared we are, and I'm getting constant texts.
Mate, you're about to shit yourself too. I do believe. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. All right. But the thing is that our sound man Johnny has just said he's still waiting for Clinton to say, or Ashton Kutcher to say, you've been punked.
You just got trolled by the Clinton.
Oh shit.
What?
Folks, Trump has taken the lead with 216. Clinton has 197. She is 116 points behind. Please, Jesus Christ, please, Yahweh, anybody, just, you know, give us some faith. You know, it's still very much a race. You got 47.2 versus 47.8. Florida, Michigan, New Hampshire, PA is way too early to call. Hopefully we get a victory. I mean, on the electoral map, we have 197 to 187.
And if Trump wins, well, you could just kiss humanity goodbye.
Well, if Trump wins, we kiss everything that we know goodbye. And right now they're on a
including humanity, because basically what's going to happen is that nuclear war is going to start.
Not only is nuclear war is going to start, but nuclear war is not going to start. Hopefully it's not going to start. Please, to God, say it's not going to start.
Well, knowing Trump's temperament, it probably will.
No. They'll sink something. I mean, it will not. It'll happen the way it's going to happen.
Right. Murphy's Law and everything.
But Murphy's Law does not, I don't think applies here. I mean, if we really want to be safe about this, Murphy's Law.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Wait. 222, Clinton is 209. So she's catching up.
Thank God. Okay. In terms of what?
And Oregon is. Oregon was just called, I believe. Oh, no, it hasn't been called yet.
No. Thank God. But, you know, this is what I'm talking about.
Thank God.
Jesus. I mean,
Christ.
This is what. Cripey.
You know what's funny, though?
What?
That I actually voted Republican for Congress. However,
we
I voted Democrat. Huh?
We knew this. You told me.
Yeah, but I mean, I made
sure.
Sure,
told me.
Right, but at the same time, of course, I also understood that maybe I should vote for Clinton presidentially.
That would be a good thing.
Yeah, you know what's funny though? You know what's funny though? Red Hood. 4 years ago, when I voted for McCain, he didn't win. So apparently, my vote was the death blow to him.
Well, anybody's vote would be a death blow.
Mate, think about it, though. I voted for McCain. I did not vote for Obama the second time. Why? Because I was tired of Obama after 4 years.
Well, yes, but if you're tired of Obama for 4 years and then having the guts to say, I'm going to change gears, but not in the midst of an election 4 years ago.
I alternate depending on the situation at hand.
But alternating in terms of the situation at hand versus the reality of the situation. 4 years ago, we weren't in the situation. The situation.
Right. Like, when you think about it, though, like even if you voted McCain, it still would have been a win for us because McCain is actually technically much more mentally stable than Trump is.
Okay. Yeah, and Donald Trump is projected to win North Carolina, which is is not okay.
How many electoral does anybody know how many electoral points North Carolina has or no?
I can check. Hold on a second.
Yeah, please do.
As we do live coverage on
the YouTube. Clinton won Maryland.
Yes. Okay. And add Utah to that list as well.
Yep.
So.
Oh really, Utah?
Yep.
Oh shit.
How many?
You know what, mate? You're taking too long. I'll look it up.
Wait. In where?
Hold on.
Okay. You do it. Seems like we're trading off votes right now.
Yeah. Really.
But like at the same time.
Oh, so it's nothing too important. It's like only 15 votes, as opposed to Ohio. Ohio. Yeah, exactly. Ugh. I can't even talk today. It's been a long day, people.
It's been a long day here as well.
I think yeah, we won New York, right?
Clinton won New York, yes.
Oh, God. Now we... Oh, God. Oh, Lordy. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus? What?
We're waiting on Alaska right now.
We're waiting on penguins right now?
Mate, we're waiting on bloody Eskimos right now.
Right. Eskimos. Eskimos taste the longest, and they shouldn't...
Why? Why is it always the Eskimo?
I don't know. Maybe because they have alpacas waiting.
That's South America, mate.
I wasn't a geography major. I wasn't.
But how
a geography.
The bloody hell did you get the MI5 then?
I don't know. I failed the geography test.
Somehow he made it in.
Somehow I made it in. Recruit basically said, you're going. And I went, okay. You know.
Cool. Oh, cool. Wait.
Oh, what?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Fox News projects Clinton wins Oregon. Yay.
Yay. Thank God. There's still hope. Keep your mind focused on Clinton. Come on.
And keep your mind out of the gutter, folks. Sorry.
even not...
That one was also sexual.
Yeah, right. He used Trump condoms.
Trumptums.
Trumptums, exactly. I mean, honestly, this is just too
stressful.
Long.
No. Trump is now 232.
Wait. His son has broken the law and tweeted his ballot.
Oops.
Oops, sorry, you look uglier than your father. Whoops, sorry, I just said that. Yeah.
All Trump needs now is the chaplain mustache that Hitler sported. Can
right.
you imagine?
Exactly.
Heil Trump! No, I'm kidding, folks.
Please, no.
No, too soon? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that this was supposed to be politically incorrect. But sorry, folks.
Okay.
Clinton
won Washington as well.
Who?
Clinton won Washington as well.
We love Washington. We love Washington. Woohoo!
Exactly.
Wait.
We love Washington now.
Actually, believe it or not, like, Washington is actually a beautiful state.
No. And this just in, the Toblerone changes its shape, and everybody goes absolutely nuts.
What?
The Toblerone, the chocolate child, the chocolate changes its triangles on its chocolate bar in the UK, but denies it and then thank you for your grunge music. Your grunge music? What?
Fuck. 238, Trump. Well, we're fucked. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, 238, Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Wait, let me just go back to CNN and see if they have something different.
Oh, please. Where are you?
Oh. I'm on Fox News right now.
You're on Fox News.
187. CNN, get with it here.
God. Oh my God.
Wait, what? Did Trump just win New York?
No.
No, I'm kidding. Oh. Ow, mate, my bloody ear.
Sorry, mate. No.
Why Red Hood? Why would you scream in my ear like that?
Sorry, it's just the excitement.
Fuck you, you stupid git.
I'm sorry.
Oh, dude, mate, you missed it. I, like, jumped 5 feet in the air when you did that.
Whoops.
Fuck you.
Many of my friends are tweeting, are you watching while watching the election results, Roden, or just be sitting here watching drunk?
Yes,
history?
Mate,
good
we are,
you.
And it's stressful as fuck.
It's one.
Ugh, this sucks. Why?
And we're continuously getting, and the Canadian migration website has crashed as well, by the way.
Too many votes,
too many referendums, too many people from America going, I don't fucking care, I'm married to you. Too many people going, I don't fucking care.
Wait a minute, hold on. Hold on a minute. It says here that Clinton has 226 on the website. And Trump has 161. I am very confused right now.
Well, I'm just very confused in general.
They made that 252.
It's just amazingly.
I'm confuzzled.
We are both confuzzled watching this.
Why am I not surprised? Of course, that Alaska voted Republican. Oh, wait. Let me look on a different website. I'm completely confused by this. Ugh. People, stop trolling us. We are disabled, remember?
No. Keep on trolling us. We're a disabled media. Of course. Keep on trolling us.
Wait. Our final map has... No. That's the wrong one. All right, hold on. Wait. Who the... And, of course, Trump wins Wisconsin, of course. We've already established that in the past.
Yep. And Trump wins Georgia. Fucking hell.
That explains the 238.
Yeah. Please, Jesus. In the next 23 minutes, please do something to calm our nerves and reassure us that...
Send us some girls in bikinis. We'll be just fine.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, mate. If Pinkwood was here, she'd probably yell at me right now.
I mean, Pinkwood would yell at both of us, just like...
I know.
You know.
Like, Pinkwood, how are you?
Oh, jeez. Run at that point.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, folks, Red Hood and I need to run. But we will see you on Wednesday. Fuck! You know?
Not even. I mean, the fact is if okay, if Trump won, we're not seeing that. It should.
But if he does, think about the comedy aspects here. There'll be plenty of comedy to go around.
It would be both. Okay, it would be both. Both would be equal.
I mean, like... Mate, to be honest though, like I highly doubt Trump is gonna take away our disability benefits, because like, don't get me wrong though. I mean, yeah, he will start World War III, but can I finish?
Yes.
But think about it, though, Trump doesn't care about taking away. He actually respects the disabled people. The media actually does tend to lie, believe it or not, a lot.
Donald Trump wins key Florida.
Huh?
Fuck! Donald Trump wins Florida.
He's been won Florida.
This is according to CNN.
Yeah, I know, mate. But anywho... What I was going to say is that regardless of who wins, yes, he's a sexist prick. Yes,
he's... Sons are sexist pricks.
Yeah, and... Oh, fuck, it's 2:54 now.
2:54. I can't. I mean, like...
I can't even watch this anymore. I'm fucking done.
I can't. We're done.
We're done for tonight.
We're done for tonight. Have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Right. Red Hood, I'll see you on Skype later.
Yes, but good night.
Good night.
Night.
It's time for Optimum's Red Hot Sale. Get 200 meg internet, TV with over 260 channels, and unlimited home phone, all for $69.99 a month for 1 year guaranteed. And for a limited time, HBO and Showtime are included for 1 year. Switch today. Click for details and special web-only offers.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from UJA Federation of New York, celebrating 100 years of doing good together. UJA makes it easy to get involved with the causes you care about. 70 countries, millions of lives changed, a better world for us all. Make time for good at ujafedny.org.